Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast.
I think we need a theme song for Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com, you guys.
I got one.
Well, okay.
Go ahead.
Na 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 Gray Drake!
Bang! Pow!
You know what, Gray? We're going to have a different one every single week until we get one.
Find one that sticks.
I am Gray Drake, and I approve that theme song.
All right. Sounds good.
How you doing, Gray Drake?
Oh, man, I couldn't be better now. Dang.
Get your theme song going.
I think we've got a winner.
Now, do you approve of these movies coming out this week? That's what we need
That's what we need to know.
Ooh, really good question. Well, we've got a lot of brawling at the movie theater this year, and it's not just me when somebody takes the seat I wanted. We've got humans versus aliens in a film that we have waited for 2 decades.
Whoa,
Independence Day resurgence, my friends.
Yay!
Well, I haven't been waiting.
Well, then in that case, your expectations are low. That's exactly where they should be.
Yeah. Aww. Is this any good? Aww.
The aliens are back, and they are furious. And I cannot confirm, but I believe they are mad because they didn't get a better screenwriter, and it's been 20 years.
Oh,
no.
But I went to the set of this movie a year ago, and from what I saw with my own 2 eyes, they spared no expense. They pulled out all the stops, and the entire cast is back with one notable exception.
What?
Will Smith.
I remember.
I figured he wouldn't be on that.
They spared that expense.
And Liam Hemsworth is in it?
Right, that guy. You know, that blonde kid. He's good. I don't love him and I don't hate him because he's so kind of, he's like milk and crackers. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you can't be mad at that.
Vanilla, yeah. It goes with everything.
You just use him up, you know? He's fine.
Yeah, and you eat him when you have stomach problems. Hold on.
It's bland. Yeah.
I'm getting confused about my own metaphor. So Independence Day, everyone is back, and they reverse gravity in this movie, you guys. So it's going to be bananas. Now, it's not going to be a good script, and the actors are probably going to be terrible saying all this stupid stuff, but you don't care because you want to watch cities get destroyed.
Mm.
Now, having said all that, it is currently about 50% rotten on the tomato meter, which for Roland Emmerich movies is pretty high.
All right. What else all we got right. this weekend?
Well, on the other end of the spectrum, we've got a very small movie that is Blake Lively versus a shark.
I'm interested to see how this is.
Yeah, The Shallows is a movie that she has done where she's just like going surfing and she's by herself because dumb stuff like that happens in the movies all the time. And sure enough, her character accidentally stumbles on a whale that has died in the ocean. And sure enough, it was like a feeding frenzy, right? Like that's what sharks do. So it decides that it wants to come after her instead because it feels like hunting.
Ooh.
But I can assure you that that shark did not know which member of the Gossip Girl cast that he was messing with. Actually, I thought this movie was incredibly intense. I really liked it.
Oh.
And never underestimate Blake Lively, man. She's very compelling. And the movie is just her and a CGI shark. So
wow.
I think that the movie works if you're a fan of her on the television show Gossip Girl, but it works for people like Jenna and me who like horror movies.
Wow, so
I'm really
scary.
Surprised.
It's Jawsy.
I thought you were going to hate it.
I like the ocean though, and I'm about to go to California for vacation, so I don't like watching shark movies before I go to get in the ocean.
Yeah, that's probably smart because this is definitely statistically a freak occurrence, okay? Don't think that, you know, Gray Drake visits the Santa Monica Pier and she gets her toe bitten off. But it will make you think twice about going in the water yet again. The effects have vastly improved since Jaws first came out.
Jaws was so bad in hindsight.
Those effects are
so great.
All horror movies were bad.
Yeah. At the time, it was great.
31 years ago.
Now you're spoiled.
Boy, and so this is a solid movie. Plus, if you're a surfer and you want to see a movie with incredible cinematography, The Shallows is actually really good. It surprised the heck out of me. And this is going to surprise y'all even more. Guess what?
What?
90% on the tomato meter.
Well done, Blake Lively. Well done.
I'm truly, truly shocked by this.
Blake, wow.
I thought it was going to be panned.
I did too.
The Sharknado sharks are going to be pissed.
They're so mad at
him. Yeah, they're going to be so upset.
They're so jealous.
Look at Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds both having a hit.
How about that?
In the same year.
It's actually a good week for brawls at the movies, and I think I would recommend either choice for different reasons.
All right.
Great.
Sounds good, Blake. I'm Blake.
You got Blake Lively.
Blake on the brain.
Blake Bikini.
Blake, are you wearing a bikini right now, Gray?
You know I am. I knew that you could sense it, and mm-hmm. I just want to let you know that our couple name is Grawl.
Aw, thanks, baby.
Grawl.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's like a kitten, sort of, but not really.
Gray Drake, well, thank you so much for joining us. We'll have another theme song for you next week, and we'll talk to you then.
Oh, I can't wait. I look forward to it. Bye, y'all.
Bye, Gray. And from one fun person to a fun game, you guys, it's time to play Match Game.
Yay!
We'll do it next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You guys, it looks like part-time Justin got another part-time job.
Really? Oh.
Which means he's going to come in here and tell us what he's up to in about 45 minutes.
His resume must be off the chain.
He only works one day, so I don't think he puts him on there.
No.
You know we brought back the Match Game, Kelly.
Just for me?
Just for you.
Thank you.
Because we know you love playing it.
I do.
And it's actually back on TV this Sunday with your host, Alec Baldwin.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, it's a 10-9 Central on ABC if you want to watch that. Or listen to our version of the Match Game, because it's way better. and we like our host way better.
I'm still figuring out how this game works, because it's hard for me to wrap my head around a game that doesn't really have a correct answer. It's just about matching.
Okay. Here is your host, Nick Adams, to tell you all about Match Game on the Kid-Kratic Morning Show.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the Match Game.
Hey, Nick.
Chuck, what's going on?
The game is easy. All you got to do is fill in the blank to a question I ask, and if the caller matches with one of our celebrity panel guests, then they get a point. But points don't matter, so we're just having fun.
All right! Hey, we're giving away bonus points, so they do matter.
Let's meet our caller.
All
Hello,
right.
Logan.
Hi, Logan.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good.
Yeah? What you up to?
Nothing. I'm cleaning house.
All right.
Yeah. Fun stuff.
Stop cleaning right now, because we're going to get really aggressive here with the game. Logan, you heard how we play the game, right?
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Remember, don't answer out loud.
Yes, sir.
Write it down on your sheet of paper.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it, Chuck.
Okay. All right, but before we play, let's meet our celebrity panel.
Yeah.
Hello, Jenna.
Hello.
Miss Kelly Raspberry.
Good morning, Chuck.
Jose Chavez.
¿Cómo estás, Chuck?
And Big Al Mack.
Yeah, Chuck, it's the last weekend for my girlfriend to be here. Tomorrow I'll be crying with tequila and beer.
That's the Dr. saddest girlfriend. Thing I've ever heard.
Okay. Yeah.
It's sad or it's happy. It's how you look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Half glass full.
Exactly.
All right, Logan, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay, guys, the first question is, fill in the blank. Since Blake Shelton did not want Big Al's winch, Al returned it to the store and got Blake a blank. Blake Shelton did not want the winch Big Al bought him, so Big Al went back to the store and got Blake Shelton a blank.
Ding.
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 Okay. All right, Logan, our celebrity panel is ready. Are you ready to go, Logan?
Yes.
Okay, Logan, let's fill in the blank. Since Blake Shelton did not want Big Al's winch, Al returned it to the store and got blank. And got Blake a blank.
I'm going to say a beer.
A beer.
Good answer.
Let's see what our celebs say. Jenna?
Chuck, I said a love fern.
Love fern.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love Never heard fern. Of that. It sounds lovely.
What's a love fern?
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. It's our love fern. And they also sell those at the hardware store.
I remember she got that for him. Yeah.
Okay, let's go to JC. Blake Shelton didn't want Big Al's winch, so Al returned it to the store and got Blake a...
set of furry handcuffs, Chuck. Set of furry handcuffs,
no.
Yes.
The
tweets, well, it is leaning that way.
The tweets are getting weird, yeah.
All right.
Kelly Raspberry, what did Big Al get Blake?
Well, I figured he'd get him something else he already has, a truck.
Oh, wow.
Good answer.
Because so he already has a winch.
Yeah, he does.
So far...
get him something else he has.
No matches.
No matches yet for Logan. Big Al... Big Al didn't want Blake Shelton didn't want the winch you bought him, so you returned it to the store and got Blake a
bean pie, Chuck.
Bean pie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bean pie.
I forgot. That's like always
every
your
time.
Answer.
Okay. Every time. Bean pie is the first answer for Al.
Is it?
Bad, Logan.
It's pretty weird.
No matches in the first round, Logan. Sorry.
You still have a chance, though.
Moving on to round number two. JC is so dumb.
How dumb is he?
Hold on one freaking second. What?
JC is so dumb.
How dumb is he?
How dumb is he?
When he was in the shower, he forgot to blank.
I got it.
Quick answer.
Well, I just thought, like, what would a really dumb person
ding.
Do?
This is really tough for me to answer because I don't think I'm so dumb.
Ding, 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 ding.
JC is so dumb that when he was in the shower, he forgot to... Hold on.
He's so dumb he can't think of an answer.
No, I'm so smart because what am I going to forget in the shower?
Are you in the shower right now?
Well, if you were dumb, you'd forget something.
Hold on. Ding.
Ding.
Okay.
Rude, all right.
Rude people.
Let's go to Logan, our caller first. JC is so dumb. When he was in the shower, he forgot to...
I'm going to say turn on the water.
Oh, that's a good one. Good.
Matched.
You
had a match. Your answer was turn on the water.
Right.
You got a match.
Premature match. Turn on the water.
We got a match. We got our first match, Logan. Let's go on to Kelly.
There you go, Logan.
Well, I said JC was so dumb that when he got in the shower, he forgot to shower.
Oh.
Which is basically the same thing as turning on the water.
I could give that.
I'll allow it. 2 points.
Thank you, Chuck.
Wow. 2 points.
Yay.
Two points. Big Al, JC is so dumb when he was in the shower, he forgot to...
pee, Chuck. All guys pee in the shower. I forgot to pee.
Okay.
Is that also turning on the water, in essence?
I'll allow it.
It's
3 points.
Water.
I'll allow it.
It was making water.
Wow, okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's see if we can do a sweep here with 4 points. JC, you are so dumb. When you were in the shower, you forgot to...
This is the stupidest one we've ever done.
Okay.
All right, I said... take off his clothes, Chuck.
And you're the only one that didn't match.
You're so dumb.
All right. But Logan's on the board with 3 points. All congratulations. Right. Moving on. Kelly's boyfriend has great teeth, does magic tricks, plays guitar, and she just found out he can even blank.
Oh.
Mm.
Kelly's boyfriend does it all. Magic tricks. He has great teeth. And Kelly just found out that he can blank.
Oh, my.
Ding.
Ding.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Abracabooyah.
Ding.
Okay, Logan, let's go to you first. Kelly's boyfriend has great teeth, does magic tricks, plays guitar, and Kelly just found out he can even...
I have no idea. Play sports.
Play sports.
Okay.
Good answer.
Okay, let's go to Big Al first.
Okay. No problem.
Big Al, Kelly just found out her boyfriend can...
eat sausage, Chuck.
I'm very big on sausage eating. Yeah.
Sure. No match. But let's move on to...
skill.
Let's go to Jenna. Jenna, what can Kelly's boyfriend do?
I said yo-yo.
That would be a cool skill.
That's a great skill to have.
Good skill. No match.
That's a sexy skill.
JC, moving on to you. Kelly's boyfriend can do everything, and she just found out he can...
We're kindred spirits, so I said, forget to turn on the shower, Chuck.
That's a good answer.
Hello, I'm Alan.
That's a throwback.
All right, Kelly, you just found out your boyfriend has great teeth, does magic tricks, plays guitar, and you just found out he can even...
Well, I said crochet. Just because it's a lost art form.
Because
he can't, but it was just that's the only thing I could think of. That would be maybe he can.
Is he a grandma?
I bet he can.
That's a lost art form.
We'll have to call him. I bet he can. He can do everything.
Over like real stuff you found out he could do, like massages and things
I can't
maybe.
Think of
like
anything else he surprised me with.
Kelly doesn't want to give the goods away.
He does the magic. What else can he do? He plays golf.
He
cook. That. Yeah, he's grilling.
Garden.
He's grilling out. Yeah,
yeah, he grills.
He landscapes.
Shout out.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet he does.
Yeah.
But do you landscape before he landscapes?
Hey now.
I'm overdue.
Okay, no matches for Logan that round. Let's go to our final round.
Okay.
Jenna just matched with a guy on a dating app, but she immediately ruled him out when she saw a picture of him with a blank.
Ding.
She immediately ruled him out.
She ruled out a guy she matched with on a dating app because she saw a picture of him with a blank.
Picture of him with a...
I'm going to be serious on this one, guys.
Oh, boy.
Rule them out.
I'm going to be for real.
Picture of him with a
blank.
First thing that comes to your mind, which is obviously nothing.
Ding.
Okay, let's go to Logan first, our caller. Logan, Jenna just matched with a guy on a dating app, but she immediately ruled him out when she saw a picture of him with a
celebrity.
Celebrity. That's a really good answer. Back to a previous conversation. Good answer. Yes.
We were just talking about it.
That's right.
Okay, let's go to JC first. Jenna matched with a guy on a dating app, but she immediately ruled him out when she saw a picture of him with a
I hate pugs shirt. Chuck.
Oh, good answer.
Yeah. Jenna loves pugs.
Good answer.
Pug life.
That's true. I would X that one.
Okay, no match yet. But Kelly, who did Jenna nix when she saw a picture of him with a
wife, Chuck. Saw him with a wife.
Very good.
He is out of the dating pool.
Yeah.
So far, no match. Big Al, let's go to you.
With her ex-boyfriend in Dubai on a camel, Chuck.
Wow.
Okay. You know what? That might be the reason he's an ex. They're boyfriends. Right. I'm not sure.
So far, no match this round. Let's go to Jenna. You ruled out a guy because you saw a picture of him with a?
With a kid, Chuck.
Oh.
Kids are out?
Right now. I don't want to date a guy with a kid right now.
Okay. Oh, man.
No matches that round, but Logan got 3 points in one of our rounds, so she wins.
Yay.
You get 20,000 bonus points, Logan.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah.
You go. You go to
You go.
You go to our website, kidnation.com. You just pick out anything you want. You just go to the bonus point icon, okay? Click on that.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you for playing with us, Logan.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, don't forget Adventures in Babysitting on tonight on the Disney Channel if you want to watch it. And we have one of the stars from that movie coming on the show. She stopped by a couple weeks ago. Sophia Carson. Gonna talk and sing for us. How about that?
About that.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We are over here on the Canal Side Lounge, and this very well-dressed young lady.
Oh, thank you.
You may recognize her as Evie from The Descendants, which I love.
Yes.
You saw it?
Why, sort of, yeah. I mean, it's weird for a grown man to say it, but if I have kids.
I love it. Own it. Embrace it.
Wow.
This was before you had kids, right?
No, it was when I had kids. Yeah, yeah. Sophia Carson's with us,
Yay!
Everybody.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. So happy to be here.
I feel like you and Jenna are like kindred spirits.
How so?
Because you love boxing.
I do.
Jenna loves boxing.
We love boxing and fashion, and we're both girls.
Oh, we are.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
Too.
And I love red, too, and you're wearing red.
I saw that. I was looking through your Instagram.
It's like my favorite color.
That's how I stalk celebrity guests that come in. I just go because I feel like that's the most personal. I mean, is that true?
You think
with your social media?
Totally.
Snapchat or Instagram's probably where you get the most candid.
Exactly. Completely.
Well, I'm wearing boxers.
What?
Dude, that's Al Mack.
We told you he was going
to
bring the witty humor.
He's in charge of the witty banter for this morning.
When did you get into boxing?
Last week.
Oh.
So you're newly boxer.
So maybe I should have said it's been a couple of years. But no, it's been twice. But I'm really loving it. It's really, really fun. And it's a great stress reliever. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find a name for the bag. Who is this bag that I'm hitting?
Right.
What's her name?
What's her name?
I don't know. It doesn't have a name yet, but I'm sure it'll happen soon.
Somebody will happen.
It's definitely an empowering workout as opposed to just running on a treadmill.
I don't know about you, but I feel Angelina Jolie in Salt.
Yeah.
She's super badass. Yeah. She's awesome. I'm I kind of feel super cool.
You could play her. You could play her daughter.
Oh,
or something.
Thank you.
You have that kind of Angelina vibe going.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
She might prefer the big sister instead of mother.
Right.
Why are you aging me like that?
You can speak French, Spanish, and of course English because we're speaking right now.
Yes, we are. This is English.
How were you? Did you just go to classes for that, or?
So I was born. I was born in Fort Lauderdale, raised in Miami, and Miami is a very multicultural.
You have to learn
city.
Spanish there.
So I grew up speaking Spanish and speaking English as well. And English was my first language, but my parents spoke Spanish, so I learned it at home, which is great. And I learned French in high school and college.
What's your favorite word in Spanish?
My favorite word.
Well, it's usually a cuss word, isn't it?
Yeah.
When somebody asks your favorite word, it's always
what's your favorite word in Spanish?
My favorite word is chimenea.
Chimenea? That's a good
word. Chimney?
I would say crispeta.
It's just because it flows, right?
What is yours?
Crispeta.
Crispeta.
What does that mean?
I love popcorn.
You got to tell her your popcorn story.
So I'm from Mexico City.
Okay. Which I was just there 2 weeks ago, and it's to die for.
The traffic's not.
Literally.
The traffic's not, but the city's beautiful.
Well, when I first moved to the States, we moved into the hood.
and I went to Catholic school in Mexico, so I'm like really preppy. I look like Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell. And thank you. And I had 25 cents, so I bought some popcorn, and these sixth grade boys came up to me and snatched my popcorn away from me, and I didn't know how to speak English. And all I could say to them was, it's my popcorn.
That's the only word he knew.
That's really sweet.
And so all I could say to these guys is, it's my popcorn.
Did they give it back to you?
No, they didn't give it back to me. They pushed me down, beat me up, and then they ate it in front of me.
I'm watching right now.
We should tell them.
And that's
isn't that cute?
That is very cute.
Sophia, did you face any bullying?
You know, I did actually when I was growing up. You know, sometimes growing up is hard in general. And I did have some girls who were very mean to me and didn't like me very much in middle school. But I was lucky that I had the family that I had. And they always, you know, told me that I was, no matter what they said, that I was smart, that I could do anything I wanted, and that I was beautiful. And it didn't matter what anyone else said.
But you said you waited to get in the business when you were 19?
Yeah. Me and my family, we decided that I wouldn't do anything professionally until after I graduated high school.
Yeah, that's smart.
Which I'm really thankful for because I had a completely normal childhood, normal everything. I go to college as well. I go to UCLA. So when I moved to LA at 18, I went to pursue college and to pursue my dreams.
Go Bruins!
Oh,
you've
Bruins.
Done more at the age of 22 than I've done, and I'm older than 22.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Slightly.
Do people at UCLA like stop you and go like, hey, you're Sophia Carson?
You know, I haven't been able to go to actual class in quite a while now, so I either like do them online or I'll just go for the midterms and finals because of my schedule.
Right. You know Snoop Dogg's son goes out there.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
Yeah, have you seen him yet?
I remember someone. No, I haven't.
She hasn't been to classes.
Yeah.
I know. I want her to meet him.
We'll make it happen.
Did you have a backup plan? I mean, I know you said this was always your dream and you were pursuing it since childhood, but is there another class or a course that you were interested in?
You know, I can't imagine my life without music and without performing, but education has always been really important to me and to my family. So it was always kind of part of the plan to get my degree, and I've been studying communications.
Oh,
yeah.
Very articulate.
You can do what we do.
Yeah, I did the same. I did communication journalism, so you could do this if this doesn't work out, but I think you're all right.
I was in nursing and I still did this. you're good.
Sophia, my question will be in French.
Perfect.
Here we go.
Comment vous appelez-vous?
What's my name?
Oh, dang.
Je m'appelle Sophie, et vous?
Crap,
what did you mean to ask?
How are you doing or something?
Oh, that would be...
I took French in sixth grade.
Ça va. It's simple. Mm-hmm. Ça va.
Ça va.
Ça va bien, merci,
et
vous?
Too.
Me too.
Me too.
Me too.
Me too is
with
French.
French accent.
That's all I'll be contributing to this conversation.
Man, that is crazy.
Yeah.
Ça va.
Well, I'm looking at what you've got coming up, and you're going to be doing Adventures in Babysitting for the Disney Channel. Is it an exact duplicate, or is it a different story
like
from the original?
It's like a reimagination, like inspired in the original. This
one,
there's two babysitters. I know, one of my favorites, too.
Yeah.
It's myself and Sabrina Carpenter, and that comes out in, like, 18 days.
Oh, I can't wait for that, because I love the original Elizabeth Shue. Remember
Thor,
the Autumn Anger?
Don't mess with
love
babysitter.
It.
Yeah, it's
love
great.
It.
And then you're also starring in a Cinderella story if the shoe fits.
I am, yes, which is such an honor, and it was a fairy tale to shoot that.
Did you really grow up like idolizing Hillary Duff?
Oh my God, she was my favorite. And Selena Gomez too, like just to be part of that franchise is really incredible.
And what was it like when you're a celebrity and you've done stuff and you finally get to meet Hillary Duff, do you try not to?
I actually have a great story.
You do?
We shot this in Cape Town, South Africa.
Uh-huh.
And the day that I got back, I had just left the airport and I went straight to get frozen yogurt because it's like my favorite thing ever. And I looked like a crazy person. I had just been like 48-hour flight. And I was in the Froyo shop and my sister spots Hillary with her son. And she was like, Sophia, if you don't go up to her and tell her that you just finished shooting a Cinderella story, like, I will never speak to you again. And I was like, but she's going to think I'm, like, just, like, fangirling, and I don't want to annoy her. She's with her son. And she's like, you have to do it. So I got my courage, and I went and I told her. And it was, like, the coolest thing. I had literally just finished shooting it. And I told her, and she was like, that is the coolest thing. I'm so happy for you. Congratulations. And it was, like, another pinch-me moment. It was pretty crazy.
It was just completely random.
Completely random. Completely random.
Oh, you would have thought like the studio would have set you guys up to meet or anything, no?
I had met her briefly once before because she used to be a Hollywood Records artist as well on Disney Channel, but I don't think I looked like a crazy person. I was like, I looked really bad.
Eating froyo.
Yeah, like eating froyo.
Was she saying, nice to meet you as she was shielding her son?
Yeah.
Please don't steal my child.
Sure, you filmed the Disney. Yeah.
I was like, sure, you didn't leave me.
Do you have like a room that's your closet since you're so into fashion?
Do I have a room that's your closet?
Like every girl's dream come true. Take an extra bedroom and convert it.
Hopefully one day. Unfortunately, I don't. But I got lucky. We just moved into an apartment in LA and has a really big closet, which is like amazing.
And what's, you live in LA, so
I do.
You're around everybody. What's like a day to day for you? Do you have to go to singing lessons?
Yeah, are celebrities just like us, really? Like they say in Us Weekly.
Yeah.
You know,
we really are. Like, apart from the fact that we get to, you know, get hair and makeup done and perform, you know, I wake up and go to the gym, maybe go boxing twice in my life, but we're going to hope for maybe the third time.
Yeah. We're
going
to keep that going.
It's fine. It's a trend.
We'll keep
now.
It going.
Yeah.
Well, my day to day recently has been pretty crazy. I've been traveling quite a bit, which is great. I've been on this radio promo tour, promoting my single Love Is the Name, which is really exciting.
Coming up in a second, by the way.
Coming up in a second, yes. Yep. But whenever I'm not working, yeah, I'm pretty normal, pretty boring, actually. Probably more boring than the usual person.
Yeah. Are you a Netflix kind of girl, or are you like reality TV? What's up?
I'm not into reality TV, but I love Netflix. And I'm a big Shonda Rhimes fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love Scandal, and I love her new show, The Catch, is great, too.
I was watching
Isn't
that, too. I didn't know how they were going to carry it on to a second season, but they
really did. Yeah. I really liked it. So, yeah,
have you seen that one?
The Catch.
The girl has long red hair. And
she's beautiful. I love it.
A con artist. Yeah. She's more of a con artist.
It's very cool.
I've been busy watching this, The Bachelorette.
Oh, really good. My sister's obsessed. Sometimes she makes me watch with her on Mondays, and I'm like, so who is that one? Why is this... I haven't really hit God in the Bachelorette bug yet, but...
Does your sister live out there with you?
She does, yeah. We live together.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, hi, Belle. Her name's Belle.
And is she...
Belle is my favorite princess, though, but no, Belle. Her name's Paulina.
Oh, okay.
So we call her Pow for short.
Oh, Pow. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Pow. Yeah, like...
Pow. Like boxing.
Pow. Like boxing. Pow.
She got me into the boxing, actually. Yeah.
Oh, so she's the one we don't mess with.
She is the one you don't mess with.
Yeah. She's a tough one.
She's awesome. She's
is she
amazing.
In the business too?
She's not. We're complete opposites.
Like, and that's
she's
why it works.
Blonde. Yeah, exactly. Green eyes. Beautiful. We're the best friends, and she is actually studying business and humanities at LMU in LA.
She's got a whole smart family, don't you?
I do, actually. I'm very lucky.
Is your dad like a CEO
family.
Or something? Huh? Is your dad like a CEO of like a really big company?
My mom and I actually work together. Maybe.
Like he's a smart dude.
They're smart. They're really smart.
It's in the genes.
Well, yeah. I mean, it would suck to be smart and have dumb kids.
Yeah.
So you got to have smart kids.
Right?
Yeah.
Man, I'm scared for my kids. Sophia, would you mind singing us your single?
Awkward silence.
Love Is the Name.
Right.
That's
he
where you guys should have been
future,
like, no, JC.
Exactly. No one said anything else.
Yeah. 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 Like, right. You would think your friends would be like, no, JC, your kids are going to be super
They're
smart.
They're going to be great. Everyone's like, yeah.
If it's in the genes.
Well, you just realized what we've been worried about.
Yeah. They'll be fine, you guys.
They're going to be great.
Chloe can count to 10.
Why is there a question mark at the end of your sentence?
She's 10.
Do you have kids?
Yeah, I have two.
Oh.
Yeah.
Chloe, I love that name.
Chloe and Kaysen.
That's great.
So it's close to your name. Kind of.
Like Carson, you mean?
Yeah.
I was like, Sophia.
If you took the R off, then
again, we feel very sorry
That's
for
cool
us.
Yeah.
No, we're kidding.
All right, the song is called Love Is the Name. Would you mind singing it for us, Sophia?
I would love to. My debut single, Love Is the Name.
We're going to burn it up like rock stars. Going Nirvana in here. We're going to set it up. Life is a video game, and we could be in love or not. Like, so you really don't care. I just wanna be right. I just wanna be right here. We can rule the oceans. We can rule the world. We'd be the commotion, baby. So we never regret the life. The life's gonna be what we be. So we turn the music up.
debut single, Love Is The Name. So happy to be here. Thank you to Kid Planet Show for having me. Turn the music up tonight. Let the beat set you free. Give it everything you got and dance all your worries away. Forget yesterday. This life is a game, and love is the name. Oh, love is the name. And
Sophia Carson.
Let's give it up for us, the clappers on that.
Yes, the clappers.
Did you notice?
Yes.
Had the beat drop, and
and
it came back.
And we all stopped when we were supposed to.
I looked at Record Guy. Yeah.
And then it came back, and we were still on.
I know, right?
If Record Guy is still clapping, you keep clapping.
Yeah. A lot of pressure.
You never know how long to clap when people ask, hey, clap with me. You never know how many claps you... I think they just should tell you.
Yeah, you're welcome, Sophia, is what
we're
trying
to say.
Thank
you, I appreciate it.
Yeah, you say, I need you guys to clap for a 16 count.
Clap for me 18 times.
I'll be more specific next time.
If you could have a collaboration.
Yeah.
Because that song, I feel like I heard a few artists that you could probably do something with.
Yeah.
Is there somebody you have been dreaming to work with?
Oh, so many artists. I love Ed Sheeran as a writer.
Yeah.
Also love Bruno Mars and Justin Timberlake. I think they're such incredible performers.
So anybody good.
With them. Yeah. Huh? What?
Anybody good.
Aim higher.
Oh, anybody good, aim higher.
where can we grab the single, Sophia?
You can grab the single on iTunes, YouTube, stream it anywhere. There's an awesome music video online.
Yeah.
Which I think has over 12 million views by now.
Yeah.
Which is amazing for Love Is The Name. And it's doing so well. And I've been so happy. You know, I've been dreaming of sharing music with the world for forever, and I'm so happy to be doing it.
Big time tour coming up.
Hopefully.
You keep us posted.
I definitely will.
Okay.
I may need clappers.
Snappers. We had the snappers.
And snappers.
We'll snap and all that good stuff.
Perfect.
We can. Our dance is not that good, but we'll snap.
Not the same
I'm sure
time.
It is.
We'll definitely
clap. You need separate people to clap and then separate people
got it,
to
okay.
snap.
Yeah.
It's a lot to ask.
Love Is The Name is the name of the song. Follow her on Instagram and Twitter, Sophia Carson.
Yeah, Sophia with an F.
No spaces, of course.
Yeah, Sophia with an F, make sure.
Yeah, no PH
no
on that
PH.
Thing.
No PH.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
so much for joining us, Sophia.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Coming up, we have MC Hammer calling the show.
Stop! Hammer time.
Yeah. 35 minutes away from MC Hammer calling the show.
Can't touch that.
Is this a Big Al Mack production?
This is a Big Al Mack production. I love having brothers that I grew up with on the show. And I did grow up with MC Hammer.
Listening to him.
Has he performed at your bar yet?
He has not performed at my bar. I did check into it.
Yeah.
But there's a little small little thing we have to take care of before I pay him more money.
He owes you money.
Yeah, I hate to even bring this up.
But you're going to have to.
I hate to even bring this up.
No, please don't.
Yes. Well, hold on.
This is the absolute truth, Kelly. We've talked about this before. When I had a limousine service called First Impression years ago, and he used, I don't know, 5 or 6 limos and 3 or 4 buses. This is when MC Hammer was traveling with the entourage.
Like millions of dollars.
Yeah, and he ran up probably $6,000 bill, and no one paid it. Like, this guy said this guy was paying, this guy said this guy
Bygones.
Was paying.
Water under the bridge.
And so I got zero. And I was, of course, happy to drive around MC Hammer and Entourage. I got nothing.
No, yeah, you need to ask him about that.
So,
that's not cool.
So you booked him. You're just a guest booker now. You booked him for the show.
Yeah, sure.
You booked him so he could bring up that he owes him money.
Don't. Hal's just doing his business phone calls as interviews on the show.
This is Big Al's new venture collection agency.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What it is.
Yeah. Right.
A man who doesn't have any money problems right now.
No.
Uh-huh. Part-time Justin, because you made some money this week.
You already spend that $70?
Yeah. It's so funny. I can spend like $500 in 3 seconds and then make $7 last 2 weeks.
Justin made $70 getting free tacos at Taco Bell like a champion.
Yeah,
you're
buddy.
So right about that, though. Like, as soon as you get paid, you spend it all. But, man, if you have nothing in that bank account but cents, it's
you
amazing
can make it last,
how you can live for
go to
for
get
free.
Some dollar hot dogs, some cheese, make something from
right.
it.
Right.
Justin takes home the free bread from restaurants.
Yes, I
That's a G move right there.
Thank
there
you, Texas Roadhouse.
Now, do you have a box I can put this bread in?
Now, since Justin is part-time here at the radio station, he does have to find other ways to bring in some money. Because you want to live the lavish lifestyle.
I know. I'm living like a bougetto right now.
What is a bougetto?
Like bougie baguette at the same time.
Bougie baguette.
You're putting on a front.
Like when I go to Walmart, I get like the most expensive things at Walmart.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're like a 30K millionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
5K millionaire.
There 5K.
Millionaire.
There you go.
So Justin's been going around. He gets part-time jobs. Usually lasts one day. Actually, lasts one day every single time.
Yeah.
This is the only part-time job you've maintained longer than a day.
This one, yes.
Yeah, in the last year or so.
I'm excited to see where you went this week.
Yeah, so we have a new bit. Justin sings the theme song live on the radio.
Oh, that's right. That's
right. I forgot. Okay.
Now, let's see if Justin can actually come into the song on beat.
Justin, you came to work it out. You tend to come in late, and then you speed it up too fast, so then you're ahead of it. So just try and like tap your foot to the beat like you do in dance class.
Move it.
Justin, you ready?
Yes. Such a rhythm.
The type of job I need to get because I got bills to pay. The type of job I need to get because I got bills to pay. I'm the type of guy you want to put on the payroll. Put on the payroll. Yeah.
See, all the joy.
Was it there?
All the joy was taken from that. You were trying so hard to be on beat. You had no joy.
I know.
It
just seems low energy.
And when you still weren't on beat.
It was low energy because I was focusing on the beat. Was I even on it?
No, you weren't on beat.
Was I even on it? I was worried about it.
Joyful and go for it.
Dance.
Let's just be joyful.
Yeah, just go. Just be happy.
When we close it out.
No, we're going to do it again.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Sorry.
I'm so sorry. It's you know what? I'm going to listen to Big Al's advice for real.
We'll point at you when you come.
Thanks, Big Al. I'm sorry. You just do it your way.
All right. Here we go.
Thanks.
Yeah.
The type of job I need to get because I got bills to pay. The type of job I need to get because I got bills to pay. I'm the type of guy you want to put on the payroll. Yeah.
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 Much better.
Thanks.
You were equally as offbeat each time, but you had much more energy the second.
Yeah, and I'm.
You're gonna be offbeat. Be on it. Be with the energy.
Yeah.
Be with the energy. Right.
You did your thing, dude.
So, Justin.
Yes.
You've worked at retail stores.
Yes.
Restaurants.
Clothing. Restaurants. And restaurants.
Restaurants where you dress up very provocatively.
Mm-hmm.
What else have you done?
There was. The horses.
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 Payway.
Don't pay away. This week, what did you get into?
I was a doctor.
No, you were not a doctor, a Justin. You got to go to school for that.
You weren't a doctor.
You were not a doctor.
I was MD, Justin.
No, you were not MD.
So you're dressed in the robe and they got the stethoscope around your neck or the scrubs or how is this going down?
I went in some shorts, some really nice socks. And a t-shirt, and we went in, and I collected some patients.
I got them
because they had problems.
Let me get this straight. Like, I would let a homeless man give me a back massage, but I would not let a stranger with no medical degree crack my back.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, I was really professional with this one. Like, I gave him a full examination. Like, we asked them questions about what they do, took x-rays, like, and then I told them, like, what's wrong with them, and then we cracked it, and they should have felt better, and I think they did.
Oh.
Because, I understand. I think it's like a sense for me. Like, I just know how to fix people.
Yeah.
I'd take homeless hand rubbing my body.
It's you would.
So true.
All right, Justin, as Dr. Justin.
Ooh!
My neck, my back.
All right, hello, I'm Dr. Part-Time.
You got so excited at that.
Put it again!
I'm into it now.
Justin gets so excited at the production value of his bids.
Wow.
All right, here we go.
Can we play that beat again?
Yeah, of course we are. Because you're a chiropractor. It's my neck, my back.
Yes. Ooh.
My neck, my back.
What? All right, hello. I'm Dr. Part-Time Justin, and I'm going to give you an overview of what a good spine is, what a bad spine is, and then I'm going to show you where you are at, okay? Cool. First of all, what's a ligament?
A ligament connects a bone to a bone.
Okay, and a joint is, it's not something you pass to someone, but it's...
No. Okay. And you're going to press down, and then just kind of thrust on it.
Oh, it
you did it!
I did it!
You
oh
did it!
It popped just a little bit. Let's do it again.
Ah!
Hello, I'm Justin, and we're going to take care of you. Got it.
Help yourself to the juice and all that, okay? Let's go look at your, weight. Okay, you want to look both ways. Look to your right. Why are you struggling? Okay, all right. Well, good thing you're here. Look to the left. Is that your left? Okay, good. Okay, so you can look to the left fine, but not to the right.
Smile.
One, two, three.
Do you need a degree to do x-rays?
Yep.
Ooh. Look at your skull. You got a good jawline. Do you see something wrong with his neck? Do you see it? I see it.
Do you see it?
Uh-huh.
Where do you see it?
I think it's a little bit messed up, like right here.
It's just straight.
Did you know this is what a normal spine looks like?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen something like this on Mortal Kombat, and they beat me up with it. And then this is a finger-lected generated two. Hmm? Phase four. And this is really bad. These are people who are never going to be cured and will never be cured, but they just got to take pills. Look at my finger. Look this way. Look at that. Okay, we're getting you better. That's progress. I bet at first you weren't able to do that before you walked in here today. What I recommend for you to do next time before you come in, check WebMD before any symptoms. And if you can't cure it at home, come and visit me.
Hmm. Good advice. Good
you
doctor
can't
advice.
Cure it at home.
Good doctor and advice right there.
Never go on WebMD. It always tells you you're going to die.
Always go to WebMD.
Yeah.
So,
what did you learn?
I learned that our spines are not straight. Did you know that?
You don't want
to curve. They got three curves.
I got this thing right here, Justin. It's like bone that pokes out by my neck at the bottom.
Okay, yeah. That's your spine.
What's it?
That's a cyst.
No. Is it a cyst? Yeah.
A goiter.
What's a goiter? It's not a goiter.
I hate that word. It's filled with pus.
No, it's not hard.
It's an ingrown hair.
It's like a bone thing. Everybody has it.
It could be your finger lected tube.
My what?
Your finger lected tube.
It's a back Adam's apple.
Back what is? When you go in, they do a bilateral weight where you stand on two scales to see which side of your body is heavier.
Oh, did you do this?
Wow, yeah, I didn't know that.
Which side of your body was heavier?
I thought, couldn't you just stand on the weight and just divide it in half? But it doesn't work that way. So one side of your body will weigh heavier.
Which side was heavier for you?
My right side.
Right side?
Really?
Yeah.
Is that normal?
Yeah, because my right hand's more dominant. So I thought more
That's
muscle.
That's cool. Yeah, so it's also how you stand, you know.
Like your heart is on the right side. You might have more organs.
Everybody's different.
Yeah.
Everyone's different.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
We're all different.
Is there anything we can do? Like tips they recommend?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I was asking her, because I drive a lot. And so I was asking her, how do you, do you hurt your back from driving? And she goes, place a pillow. No, that was for a different patient. She's just have your back straight and don't tighten it. Shoulders back and down.
Well, I had a problem with one of my shoulders, and my chiropractic friend said, do you lean on your armrest when you drive? That's one of the worst things you can do.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Wow. Leaning on your armrest when you drive, you shouldn't do that a lot because it can really mess up your
shoulder.
Until it's not.
Gangster's Paradise on. You know, you got your left arm over what we call in the hood your sterning wheel.
I don't think the cool people are listening to Gangsta's Paradise.
Nobody's listening to that lately.
Everybody is.
For women, though, listen, women. If you carry a big, heavy bag, don't always carry it on one side
Switch
of your body.
Up.
Switch it up. And Kelly carries three bags. Mm-hmm. She got three bags at all times. She's the bag lady.
Why do you have three bags?
One is my everyday bag, which has everything. I don't know why I carry as much as I do. I should weigh them one day just so I can shock myself straight. Then one is for my laptop and paperwork and
other stuff.
And the other one's my gym bag. If I'm going to work out, I have to bring my gym clothes.
I'll tell you what's helped me, the book bag.
As a doctor, I would say that women should start carrying more backpacks than purses.
That way
it's centered.
That's high.
And not put too much.
I think your next job opportunity should be cutting someone's hair.
Cutting a hair. cutting
yeah. Cutting a hair.
Being a hairstylist.
So if you have a salon you don't really care about, hit us up.
Yeah, you can put out there what you would like to do though, right?
I want to be like an editor of a magazine, or I want to be a model.
How about
those are both totally terrible radio bits though. A model about, and an editor, they're too quiet.
I can talk the entire time.
How about plumbing?
Yeah, what? Justin.
Yeah.
Can I get
you know
a
what?
Roofer.
My AC,
something more glamorous.
My place has still been hot, you guys, after the AC guy came out. And I have raccoons or something in my attic.
Oh my
I heard
gosh.
Them making noise yesterday.
Exterminator, Justin.
Exterminator.
I'm not killing no animals.
No, you can get them out.
Kill them. No.
You can trap them.
You trap them, yeah.
Oh, I can pet them maybe at the zoo. Maybe at the zoo, like, tell people about the animal.
You should get a part-time job at the zoo. That's perfect. I'd love to hear that.
If you have any ideas on where you want Justin to go to work or you want him to come to your office, let us know. Go to KidNation.com.
And tweet me, and I'll reply, at part-time Justin.
Ready to take us out, Justin?
Yeah, girl.
All right,
come
boy.
On. Oh, with it, Anna. The type of job I need to get because I got bills to pay. The type of job I need to get because I got bills to pay. I'm the type of guy you want to put on the payroll. Put on the payroll. Yeah.
Yep.
Well done, Justin. Thank you.
That one was the best.
It's good. The energy is good.
I channeled Nicki Minaj.
You did. you definitely did.
Yeah, you did.
It's the Kid Kraddick Morning Show.
Hey, Big Al Mac, you know what time it is?
Hammer time!
It's hammer time! Hammer, where were you when I was buying a house a few months ago?
I was late, but...
But you're here.
You can still use the process. It's still there for you. It's fine-tuned, ready to go. So if you didn't find a house, I can help you out.
So explain what you're doing, because you can go to Trulia.com, right?
Uh-huh.
And you type in some stuff, and you click in here and there, and the next thing you know, you got yourself an MC Hammer song just for you based on what kind of house you're looking for.
Huh.
Yeah, based on the amenities that you pick, everything, you know, the algorithm will, you know, take all the amenities, take all the information, and there's like 3,000 different possible outcomes. Each one is a different Hammer video. That is basically rapping whatever it is that you picked. And it's real cool. The visuals, the audio, the whole nine yards.
Huh.
It's very creative.
Yeah, he even has like backup dancers and stuff.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which was the most fun segment that you shot for this Trulia thing?
I don't know. It was a lot of them.
I'm not even looking to move, and now I want to move. You make me want to move.
Just go do it.
good.
Was this your idea, or did they come after you? Because I'm wondering, like, are you just sitting at home? They're like, "Hey, MC Hammer, would you like to shoot like 3,000 rap videos for us?"
Not quite, but it was a collaboration, and that's how the partnership worked out. So yeah, we worked together on it, and I'm real pleased at the way it came out.
Well, let's turn this to basketball for a minute, because I know you're a big Golden State fan. How disappointed are you, dog?
Well, you know, it's going to live with me for a while,
yeah.
Right? But however, at the end of the day, we were only 4 points short of back-to-back championships. So we played Cleveland 7 games. They won the 4th game by, you know, 4 points. So all we have to do over the next, you know, over the course of the off season is make up 4 points.
Did you consider retweeting Ayesha Curry's tweet about the NBA being rigged?
Well, let me just say this about that. Anything having to do with the Currys, period, Ayesha, the whole nine yards, the family, we are, I'll say me personally, extremely protective. So it's all funny games and all that, but we pro Curry out here, 100%, 1,000%. And so I don't know exactly, you know, verbatim what she tweeted, but whatever it is, she has that right to do that.
Just passionate for the team.
Sure. I get that.
She has the right to do that, whatever it is. And all the internet talk is good, but it's real out here.
Yeah.
have you ever beefed with fans online, MC Hammer?
If you look on my Twitter feed right now, you go down, I don't know, you go down, go back about 3 or 4 days, you see a dude on there. no, I'm serious. Look it. Watch this.
I'm looking.
He's about 260 pounds. Bodybuilder, and you see my comment to him was, "Oh, I see you put your throwback picture up. I remember when you used to look like this. I only weighed 170, and we had a knockdown drag out. Your jaw hurt as much as mine did for 2 more days. So what I'm saying is, I always took pride in fighting big dudes. I love to fight big dudes, right?
Right.
I don't really get into the keyboard thing. That was never, you know, the keyboard thing is fun. Social media, everybody's 300 pounds. Everybody got a tough chin. But back in the day, that was part of my routine. So all of my security guys, if they wanted to stay on security, they had to fight the boss. You could never get fired. It was never getting fired. It was just part of our routine for staying in shape. So we would run, dance, and box. That's
what we did. Mm. How about that?
Speaking of back in the day, Mr. Hammer, Mr. MC, I just want to, because we met a long time ago.
You know Al Mack.
I know you're not going to remember me, but you came into Dallas for, this is when you were like touring with the big, like 100 people or whatever it was.
Your entourage.
Your entourage, big time entourage. So, your manager called us and we picked you up and a whole bunch of us. And I just want to say thank you for patronizing my limo service. We drove you around on the limo service at the time. And if you have the name of your manager back then, it would be awesome because they never paid me.
He ain't hard to find. I'm gonna give you his name and
really. Yeah.
It's been so many years. I don't know.
It's been like 20 years.
I'm sure you got the invoice still, Al.
I'll try and find it.
Because you're not holding on to it at all.
You were the highlight of his limo career.
Did you not just hear MC Hammer will whoop your ass?
I know that, but I couldn't procrast. I could not mention.
Yes, you could have not mentioned it.
Are we still friends, MC Hammer?
Oh, of course.
Okay, good.
You got to go with fame any way you can, baby.
I know that's right, dog.
If you got a credit card number, I could probably just go ahead and knock it out.
So real quick, since now that we got past that embarrassment, back to Trulia. So how does somebody get to your, Trulia isn't just MC Hammer. You have to find you on there, right?
No, you go to Trulia.com/Hammerfy.
Hammerfy
your home. Yeah. Search.
Yeah. Okay, that's fun. I'm going to try that today.
Hey, and I wanted to ask you something else. How are those command hooks? Do you use those at home? Because I've seen you endorsing them, and I was thinking about getting some.
Wait a minute. Are we talking about Trulia? We talking about my friends at Trulia. We're not talking
Trulia.
About the other.
I was trying to keep it on point.
That's a different. We're talking about Trulia right now. You got to hammerfy your house.
That's right. I was keeping it on point,
but when
Mr. Hammer.
When I hammerfy my house, maybe I want to put some hooks in there.
You might as well.
I love Trulia anyway. I think it's a wonderful app, and it just became even greater with this idea. Whoever was the genius behind it, it was really fun.
It's really fun. It's fun to check out.
That's the website I actually found the house that I ended up buying. Yeah. So it's great that you ended up with them, MC Hammer.
All right. It's all good. Go to Trulia.com/hammerfy and hammerfy your house. And find you another limo.
I take all major credit cards.
Stop it.
How about you just come out and you come party with us one time? We'll call
lovely.
It even. How about that, MC Hammer?
That'll work.
All right. All right,
we'll make it happen, man. We make sure we won't contact that other manager from back in the day.
Yeah, right.
All right, go to Trulia.com, hammerfy your home search, MC Hammer. Such a pleasure talking to you, man. I'm a big fan from growing up, dude.
All right, my pleasure.
Glad you're still kicking it, dog.
All right, go Warriors too, man.
Go Warriors.
My man. All right, bye.
Thanks.
Okay, it's really not the best time to say go Warriors.
Yeah, true. Yeah, Tyme.
I'm just trying to fit
Al,
in where I can
you
get in.
Make me so uncomfortable. But you didn't even have that worded yet. Like, you didn't even know what
back
you were going to say.
I didn't know because I was trying. I was like, how am I going to bring this up? Because this is something that I'd been talking about, so I could not bring it up.
Yes, you could have not.
No, there's no way.
There's a way. No.
Hold on.
What do you mean? You could not. Say it.
When a man owes you money. And back in the day,
it was
handled different.
That's like seeing a girl you hooked up with and want to forget. Like, you could not talk to her? Yes, you can.
Dude.
You cannot talk to her.
Chris Rowe, I sold this dude a radio when I was in the 11th grade going to Business Management Center High School. He never paid me $40. Do you know if I see him, I still want my $40?
Hold on. Business Management Center High School?
Yes.
What was the mascot?
Yes.
The accountant?
Well, we didn't really have sports.
Magnet school.
Oh, man.
When did you become the guy that just has all these debts you want paid back?
Just the old ones.
I was struggling, man. Remember you only had like $9 in his bank account a couple
broke,
weeks ago.
Jenna,
sell a car.
His girlfriend's moving away. He needs tickets for Detroit plane rides. Jeez. All right, let's switch it around. Let's do a little Feel Good Friday.
All right.
This is where you call us up and tell us what's going on in your lives. Good stuff. We want to feel real good going into the weekend.
Yeah, we got to get past this awkward moment. Yeah.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You can also text the show using that same number like this one we got from Jules. I graduate from nursing school today.
Woo!
Yay.
Congratulations. That's what I wanted to be.
Remember?
I know.
And this one right here. I'm going to go pick up my boat, Big Al. You want to go fishing?
No. Oh, I want a boat so bad.
My coworker who smacks her gum and causes drama only worked 2 hours today. She gone.
Okay. That's a good day.
And this one from Ross right here. The wife and I just closed on our construction loan. House building starts soon.
Ooh. Nice.
That exciting. Will make you feel good. We'll take your calls next.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
And that should make you feel good. And that should make you feel good. And that should make you feel good.
All right, let's feel good on this Friday with Feel Good Friday.
Let's do it.
Hi, Melanie.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning. Hey. Are you at the office right now?
I had to give y'all my news. I was inspired by y'all to do the Ancestry.com DNA because I didn't know my father.
Oh, okay.
And?
And I'm 45 and never knew him. And this week, I found him through the magic of Ancestry.com and a lot of research.
Yes!
Wow.
Wow. Yes.
And I spoke to him on the phone on Tuesday. And I have arranged a meeting with him that will happen on the 28th of this month.
So everything is going extremely great so far for you. That's so cool, Melanie. I'm so happy for you.
Melanie, you have to call us back and tell us how it goes.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all have no idea the emotions I have felt and the relief and what a great man he is.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You never know what you're going to get on the other end of the phone.
Yeah. Right.
Or how they're going to react or how his wife is going to react. Or, and I have no siblings. I'm an only child.
Wow.
So it was just the most rewarding. He's called me every day and said, good morning, daughter. Oh. Hello, baby girl. Oh.
How's it feel to be called daughter by your biological father?
It is the most awesome feeling, y'all. It's just. And, JC, I know you can relate to this because, you know, and that's the reason why I wanted to call in and share this with y'all. It is wonderful. I just can't. I have been on cloud nine since Tuesday. It is the most wonderful. And what's really funny is, and not funny, it's just ironic, is he lives in the same town I was born in.
It happens a lot, yeah.
And I go through there once a year, every year on a family vacation.
That's right there the whole time.
The whole time. Melanie, we want to get your phone number. We want to know how your first meeting goes, okay? We want to hold your hand the whole way.
I so appreciate that.
Good luck. Good luck.
Melanie, we're so happy for you. Hold on for us. We're going to get your phone number.
I hear the love in your voice.
It's so just, cool.
Yeah.
Gives me hope that we can find my mom's mom one day, hopefully. That's so great. I'm so happy for her. Feel Good Friday with Jordan here. Hi, Jordan.
Hi.
So what's going on? You got some good news?
Yeah. My grandfather has been in the hospital for about 26 days, and they finally pulled his last chest tube. So he'll hopefully be able to leave next week.
Wonderful.
Yay.
All right.
So your granddad, we're praying for him, okay?
Thank you.
That's great news.
Finally getting out of the hospital must feel so good when you've been in there so long.
26 days.
Can you imagine? Ginger's got something to celebrate for us. Hi, Ginger.
I am celebrating this one time I went into a bar promoting a comedy show while I was wearing a monkey suit.
Uh-huh.
We dated for 3 months, and I just celebrated my one-year anniversary with a guy I met that night.
And you were dressed as a monkey?
When you least expect it, right?
Yes, I was dressed as an Ewok because the person we were doing the charity show loved Star Wars. So he came up to me and said he had to hit on me because he had to know why this girl was wearing an Ewok suit in a bar. And like I said, after 3 months of dating, we got married.
That's wonderful.
So cool. Congratulations, Ginger. You still got the
Thank
costume?
You. Of course. I have the monkey suit with me everywhere I go.
Yeah, I bet you break it out for sexy time.
You know what I'm saying?
Was your wedding cake banana bread?
Congratulations. See, thank you, Ginger.
Jenna, see that, Jenna? All these day naps that you're on, all you do is get you a monkey suit.
I know. It's when you least expect it.
Or a pug suit for you.
Obviously, it's not that hard.
Duh. Come on, Jenna.
What am I doing wrong? Everybody has a husband or a boyfriend but you.
It's true.
That's Kelly right now.
It is true.
Oh, man.
Let's go with Deanna real quick. Hi, Deanna. How you doing?
I am excellent.
So we're celebrating Feel Good Friday, and you got something that makes everybody feel good. What's going on?
Oh, yeah. I'm getting a raise today.
Yes.
How long have you been at your job?
I've been with the company for a year and a half, but I worked with them for 5 years before Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's so cool.
What do you do? What type of work do you do?
Office administration.
Okay. All right.
Did you have to go in there and demand it, or they're just being nice and giving it to you?
It was given to me on Saturday. I was informed I'm getting a substantial raise.
Substantial?
When they use substantial, you're doing something right.
I mean, but I wonder if their idea of substantial is what our idea of substantial is.
You know what? Substantial is substantial.
Yeah, well, I'll take substantial.
I'll find out today.
Hey, anything. Ooh. Any raise is good.
Right,
Fingers crossed.
Drinks on Deanna this weekend. Yeah,
come on by the bar.
Have a great weekend, Deanna. We should go ask for raises now. Deanna's getting one. That's not going to work.
No.
Hey, Monica.
I don't think I'm allowed to be paid any higher than I am.
Yeah, Kelly's reached the cap.
I think I've reached the salary cap.
Sorry, we're talking about salaries here, Monica.
And in my contract, it just says I want to make $1 less than
That's
Kelly.
That's right. Very smart.
Monica, what makes you feel good on this Friday?
I'm having a double good day. I started with a nutritionist / personal trainer on Sunday, and I've lost 6.8 pounds.
In 1 week? So all, not even.
Yeah, since Sunday, yeah.
Whoa!
Not but it's all the healthy way, so hopefully it's going to stay off.
All right.
So what is your typical, like, day? What are you eating? Like, a lot of chicken breast and broccoli?
A lot of chicken and veggies. And a lot of, it's a high protein, so. It's just hard to eat that much, which sounds silly for people who need to lose weight, but it's really, you know, having to eat every 2 hours, so.
Yeah, that is hard.
It is. It's hard to eat as a girl, too, when you're told to never eat unless you're hungry.
Right.
It's hard to make yourself eat when you're not hungry, because then you feel like you're going to gain weight.
You got to keep putting that wood in the furnace so you can burn off the fat.
And my trainer is super cool. I'll text him and be like, I can't eat anymore. And he's like, you have to do this because you want to lose weight.
Right.
So it doesn't make sense in your head.
Really good. Yeah. Yeah. And then my husband's coming home from a 3-day training. So.
Okay.
Oh, so he's going to see brand new Monica is what he's going to see. Yeah.
Maybe in a couple months.
Kristen, you met a new friend?
Hallelujah. Good morning, guys.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I was at a counseling conference last week, and I met a fellow Kid Nation fan. And her name is Brooke Adams. She adores y'all as much as I do. And we annoyed everyone just talking about y'all at that whole conference about how much we love you.
Awesome.
So say hi to my friend Brooke. Kelly, she wrote an assignment about you. And I was like, who is this girl? We've got to catch up. We adore all of you. Jenna, she has a Snapchat just to see where's Wheezy.
Oh,
we love you guys.
I'm so glad
so
to
much.
Hear that.
That's great. And so you guys are best friends now, huh?
We are. Like, I'm telling y'all, we know all the gossip, but we promote y'all to everyone. And we got to meet for the first time. And we were so excited to have that Kid Nation bond.
Oh,
and it's been 10 years since I talked to you guys. I was in fifth grade. And now I'm 25. So I just love you guys so, so much.
And what are you doing for a living?
I am studying to be a counselor, so I have 1 year left in my program.
Oh,
my
master's.
Bring your new friend by my bar sometime. I'll buy y'all dinner and drinks on me.
She went there. She went there, and you were out of town, but y'all, she went by the studio, and she wept. Y'all weren't there, but she wept just being in your presence. So y'all bring so much joy and give us confidence and make us happy, and as future counselors, you know, you want us to be happy and healthy, and y'all are promoting that. So I just love you guys so, so much.
We love you guys.
So
thank you,
Kristen.
Hey,
I'm going to come to you for therapy.
Me too.
I feel better just talking to you right
anytime.
Now.
Anytime. Anytime.
Congratulations, Kristen. Good luck with getting your master's.
Yeah.
About to be a counselor. Change
That's a cool story.
Made me feel
I love
good.
When people find a relationship, but we're talking about our show.
That's
it's crazy.
So cool. Let's talk to Tiffany here. Hi, Tiffany.
Oh, my God.
So,
is this really happening?
This is really happening.
This is happening.
And my understanding is that we're probably going to see you here pretty soon, huh?
Yes, yes. It's the 6th annual Kids Black and Gold Throwdown, and I've been wanting to participate for years, but my work schedule never allowed it. So I said this year, I'm like, I'm doing it. So I found that I get to photograph the event. So I'm extremely excited about this.
Aww.
Yes.
That's a big golf tournament held just outside of the city of New Orleans every July.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, why not?
Well, that's when the best weather's around.
That's great.
You know? Enjoy the humidity.
Uh-huh. You get used to it, right?
Yeah.
You never get used to it. I am from here, born and raised, and I live 10 minutes away from where the event is held, and you never get used to
it. We look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, I can't wait.
We'll see you July 16th.
Chuck and Mindy Hartzog are doing such a great job with the event this year. We're looking forward to it.
I love you guys so much, and I'm so happy that I get to meet you all.
Well, thank you. We look forward to it.
Nice.
Yay. Great day.
Bye, Tiffany. Thank you.
You too, babe.
Right, bye.
That's cool.
Everybody's so nice today.
It's Feel Good Friday.
Oh,
that's why.
I'm feeling good.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.